Hoo-wee. How did you feel about that last section? I've been from a coffee, wet me whistle, now I'm feeling much better. Now, I don't know what you're thinking about the course right now. You might be thinking to yourself, wow, Kane, this just wasn't what I signed up for. I just thought you'd give us a few techniques or a couple of really bland life coaching exercises, then you'd send us on our merry way. Well, listen, I do appreciate that's what much of the life coach training out there has to offer, but it's not what I like to offer. You see, who I'm speaking to right now is someone who I'm hoping is serious about making a positive impact in the lives of other people. Hence the reason I haven't shared that many techniques or models or processes with you up until now. Now, I do appreciate that last section is quite heavy. And in fairness, all right, when we're talking about core values, there isn't really any greater depth that we could go with someone else. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, what the hell am I going to do with all this stuff, Kane? And if you are asking that question, well, that's a good sign, because you're looking at how you can action what I've shared with you rather than just regurgitate or duplicate. Because when it comes to life coaching, there is no right or wrong way about doing things, all right? Now, there are some, you know, large certification bodies out there who just kind of make up their own sets of rules, and I'm going to urge you to stay apart from them. I'm going to strongly urge you to, in fact, break all the rules and figure out your own style and your own approach. What I'm going to do throughout the sections that follow, I'm going to share with you how it is that I approach life coaching. And in fact, in this video, I'm going to introduce you to the first six steps that you can take to start initiating life coaching, you stroke client-based relationships today, if you so choose, all right? Because you can watch all the courses in the world, you can read all the books, you can study, go and study psychology and NLP and philosophy, and I've done all this. And whilst there's value in a lot of it, there's absolutely no value in a lot of it also. So what I've really done throughout this course, I'm hoping you're now beginning to recognize, is I've elicited and I've extracted all of the good stuff, all the stuff that you can actually use, all of the stuff that will actually enable you to understand those people that you're working with more effectively. And we've kind of left all the rest of the stuff behind. So just to introduce this section of the course, this section we're going to fundamentally be focusing on relationship skills and communication skills. Because you can have all the information in the world, but if you are completely unrelational, or if you are uncertain on how to communicate in the most effective ways, then you're always going to be limited in regards to the results you're going to be able to help other people ascertain through your life coaching practice. So what we're going to do now, right now, is start pulling together and structuring everything that I've shared with you throughout the course up until now, because I've dumped quite a lot on you, and you might be thinking, wow, this is really in-depth and quite abstract stuff, Kane, but how the hell would I even begin using this? Well, six steps on the board, I've written them out behind me, all right? And I'm going to have a little kind of six-step guide framework, if you want, that that's going to be attached in the additional materials section. You can download, print off, and keep in your life coaching repertoire, aid, call it whatever you want. You see, before I would begin working with anyone, a client, or even in the context of a group, I need to be 100% completely clear that they know what it is that they actually want. Because some people will come to you with problems, but they're not even actually that clear on what the problems are. So the first step that I would take before saying yes or no to working with anyone in a life coaching context is I would pass them the life balance questionnaire. Now, I shared that with you earlier on in the course. There's the one that's our own, you know, Kane Ramsay branded one, but we also shared with you a PDF that's just a plain text. So you can take that text, you can repackage it, reword it, use it as a framework and start designing your own. There's a website that I'm going to strongly recommend, and this is where I'm getting slightly practical on you now as well, rather than rather than deep. A website called Canva, and I'll share a link to Canva in the additional materials section of the course also. Canva is online graphic design software. And you might be thinking, oh, but I'm not a graphic designer. Oh, neither am I. This is so unbelievably easy to use, and it's free. Canva provides you with templates, it provides you with layouts, all these different designs. All you simply need to do is just drag and drop. You can create your own business cards, your own social media posts, you can create your own workbooks, your own questionnaires, anything that you want, and you can do it for free. Now, there is a paid version. Now, I'm not getting any money from recommending this. What I'm saying is that if you sign up, get yourself an account, you're going to be using exactly the same software as what I use, or my wife Karen uses, to design all the workbooks that we design. So it's just to help you see what's actually possible. A little bit of practice, and you'll be able to create some really cool stuff for yourself. I promise you, it's called Canva. Now, coming back to the Life Balance Questionnaire, that's something that we've designed in Canva, but it's the first step, first stage of the life coaching process. If someone is unwilling to complete the Life Balance Questionnaire, then I couldn't give them any of my time because they're not actually that committed to taking responsibility for themselves. You see, before you're willing or prepared to give someone your time, it's going to be important for you to get some sort of buy-in. So you asking someone to conduct the Life Balance Questionnaire, now you can frame this however you want. You can just say, listen, before I start coaching with anyone, I like them to conduct this questionnaire. This helps us both become clear on exactly what areas of your life it is that you actually want to start making progress in. Progress, understanding. We're starting to use these words now we're building these words into our communications. We understand progress is a core value, and what progress means for you might be something different from what it means for me, but what it means for you might be different from what it means for your client. But progress within itself is still the value that they're going to buy into. They've come to you because they want to make progress. So all you're doing on this unconscious level is just fundamentally acknowledging that. So the Life Balance Questionnaire comes first. Once they've conducted that, what I would personally do is I would meet them for a half-hour consultation session. Meet them in Starbucks or Costa's or McDonald's, wherever you want to go, in a cafe near you. I'd stay away from the pub and definitely go for a cafe. Keep it informal, if you like. And what I'm looking to establish now is what the undesired emotion is that they have in their life that they fundamentally don't want. Now, remember section 2 of the course? I spent a whole section, assigned a whole section of the course to helping you to understand emotions, people's emotional worlds, how thoughts influence emotions, all that sort of thing. But bearing in mind, every problem that we have in life has an emotional attachment to it. So basically, the emotion that you're able to help someone acknowledge or that you're able to identify in a person is going to be assigned to the major area in their life that they're struggling with the most. So you're looking at the Life Balance Questionnaire to get a broad overview of the life, and then you're looking to have a conversation to establish what the main, major, undesired emotion is in their life that they want to deal with right away. So you're now starting to get clear on what it is that they are coming to you with, because most people, believe it or not, aren't going to know. They're going to come to you as a life coach just wanting you to fix them and make all their problems go away, but that's not something that you're ever going to be able to do. The first part of their recovery process is actually them taking responsibility for the issues that they have at hand. Now, the third step is to conversationally just come into agreement on what the desired coaching goal is. What's the main reason? What's the main goal that they want to work towards? If they're coming to you just saying, my whole life's in ruins, well, that's a pretty broad problem. And good luck solving that one. But if they're coming to you with one specific goal, one specific issue, which you're going to help them do through the Life Balance Questionnaire and identifying the undesired emotion, all we're really looking to do here is okay, well, what's the first thing that we want to work on? We're only going to focus on one thing at a time. So it might be the case to have 20 problems, in which case you might need more than a half-hour coffee. You might need to spend a little bit longer. In fact, you might even need to charge for this. You might need to charge so much money for an initial consultation session. And this consultation session is designed to work out all the main problems that they have, which again you're going to draw from the life balance questionnaire that they've filled out, and then you're just going to prioritise them. So what's the first goal that we want to work towards? What's the second goal that we're going to work towards? And it's important that you understand what all the goals are, because 9 times out of 10, a lot of the goals we're going to interconnect in the same way that all the core values throughout the last section completely interconnected. Now, that last section, when it came to core values, it might have felt like I just dumped a whole lot of information on you. Some people possibly may even have found themselves getting quite frustrated, feeling like I'm just babbling on and that sort of thing. But you've got to understand that this is the very essence of what makes us human. These core values are things that go around on the inside of us, that drive us all, and there's no structure to them. They're all over the place. And it's not knowing how to ascertain or fulfill these core values that causes people most problems in life. But it's not something that we can ever focus on first, all right? Although we understand that core values is the main driving force, the main problem that people have, not having the core values met, it might be the case that someone comes to you saying, "Oh, I don't have a job. I don't have a job. I'm skint. I'm broke." And whilst they think that's the main problem, it appears to be the main problem, but it's actually not. The main problem is that they perhaps have they're not meeting the need of security. They're not able to provide for themselves or their families. They don't feel financially secure. But security is the issue. It's not the lack of money. It's a security need or value not being met. So it's a messy process, all right? It's not straightforward, because as human beings, we're not straightforward creatures, are we? Now, before we start moving on to the core identity and delving right into values, it's important that we establish what the client's main limiting belief is. Now, this, for me, is something that I would do on a very first session with someone, all right? Now, remember the demonstration that I gave in the belief section of the course with Karen, when I invited the lovely Karen up? Well, this is something that I would urge you to get good at doing yourself. Now, I've offered you the framework, I've provided it for you. The set of questions are the exact set of questions that I use to establish what the limiting beliefs are that people have that they believe are preventing them from fulfilling and achieving and pursuing their goals. Now, don't undermine the power of this exercise, by the way. You're thinking, it's just a set of questions. Yeah, but if you give someone the time and the space to really ponder over these questions, that can be absolutely profound. This can be, you can end up facilitating a huge aha moment in someone's life just from asking these questions. Believe it or not, you don't actually need to put any work in. You just need to offer some quiet space, some time, some attention, some patience, and allow them to do all the work. Allow them to do all the internal processing. Because if they don't do that, you're never going to be able to make any real difference with them anyway. So once we've established what the limiting belief is, or what the limiting beliefs are, we now hopefully are able to see that the main limiting beliefs that they're going to have are going to be attached to their identity in some way. All right, the limiting belief that they have is always going to be about themselves. All right, the belief is about their ability to ascertain the things that they want to ascertain in life, to achieve the goals that they want to achieve, to build the relationships that they want to build. So their limiting belief is going to be something along the lines of they're not good enough, they're not smart enough, they're not clever enough, they're not skilled enough, not talented enough, not handsome enough, not pretty enough, not thin enough, not this enough, not that enough. And this is the very essence of limiting beliefs. The limiting beliefs, bearing in mind, are the beliefs that they develop about themselves as children. And most children aren't that particularly intellectual, all right? The beliefs that they develop are just the noose around their neck that are holding them back. They developed about themselves when they were young, and these are the beliefs that we want to start working with, we want to start challenging, we want to start confronting, and we want to start tearing down. And we do this By using the core identity coaching model, this might potentially be session two or session three. It might be the case that as a coach, you spend one full session educating them. All right. Now, you could always point them in the direction of course like this, or you could point them in the direction of one of my other courses or a book that you've read over the years that's really been beneficial to you. When it comes to educating, what I've always historically done in the past is I'll allow one session, which is just more me teaching rather than me asking questions or solving problems, and it's about finding a place of balance and equilibrium where the client, where we're kind of becoming aligned. I'm explaining a set of standards and foundations, I'm helping them to understand themselves slightly more effectively, looking at where the problems are. Do you remember the illustration earlier on where I officially introduced you to you? We looked at body, soul, spirit. So we're helping them to identify that the problems aren't physical, they're kind of in there somewhere, and their spirit attached to their identity. Now it's important to enlighten and educate your clients in this way. Because to be honest with you, when we start looking at core values and priorities and core identity, we're talking really deep stuff. So you've got to be offering them information that they fundamentally agree with and that they buy into. Because if they don't agree and buy into this information, then it doesn't matter how deep you go, they're not going to go there with you. So for this video, we're not going to go any further. All right, this is it for now. This is all I'm going to give you. I'm going to leave you hanging. What I am going to do towards the end of the course, perhaps the second last section or the third last section, I'm going to assign a full section of the course to a 7-stage coaching process. Now, I'm going to share with you how it is that I outwork this coaching process, but to be honest with you, how I outwork it might not be relevant or appropriate for you. So it's going to be important that you discern the essence of what I'm talking about in the same way that this is just a guide. You know, I'm going to say to you, please don't rigidly just write these 6 steps down and okay, and so step one, step two, step three. Don't be too rigid with this stuff. Be flexible. Just use it as a rough framework to go off. But at all times, be discerning of your client's needs. All right? Because we know what the needs and the values are. We've gone that deep in the last section. You'll notice now that I am changing the tone slightly. We're coming back out, and for pretty much the remainder of the course, I'm going to go a lot more practical on you. Because it's not what you say, it's not how much you know that's going to make the difference. It's sometimes how you say what you say and how you conduct yourself for them that's going to determine whether they get the insights that they need to get. Because life coaching isn't about you impressing them with cool techniques and information and insights. It's actually about them working all of this stuff out for themselves. And you are just kind of the mediator between where they're at and where they ultimately want to get to. So I hope this section's hope this is useful for you. Throughout this section, as I've already mentioned, I'm going to start looking at or helping you to understand, hopefully, how to manage your relationships slightly more effectively in view of helping them to manage their expectations of you. We're going to be looking at some communication skills, some really high impact language patterns that we can use. And some of the stuff I've drawn from NLP, some I've drawn from more hypnotherapy frameworks. And what I'm hoping you're going to be able to see by the end of the section is that it's not just life coaching. Life coaching is not just a separate entity. It's kind of a pocket or a body of information that we're kind of drawn from all over the place, because life is just life. It's different for all of us. There's no one right or wrong way of life coaching, and I'm hoping that you're going to be able to figure out your way by the time we eventually reach the end of this course. So introduction over, let's get stuck in about relationship skills and communication skills. See you in the next video.